Welcome to The Calling. I'm John Nichols. Wherever you are and whatever's happened in your life, God is calling you to something greater and higher. On The Calling each week, we hope you learn more about your own calling by hearing the calling of others. Joining us on our show today are Linda Vickers and Deanna Jenkins. Ladies, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Linda, I'd like to start with you. Why don't you tell us about what you do?
Okay. We have a house in Jackson County that's called Safe Haven. It's for women that are coming out of addiction. We take them straight from the jails. Some of them come just on their own because they need help, and we can lead them to Jesus. So my son, I've never been affected by addiction personally, but my son has been. He started out as an alcoholic, and then a few years later, it went on to addiction. And I'm talking full-blown IV user, thought he was going to die. So I started doing jail ministry with Life Church here in town when they did that. I felt the call to do that. Absolutely fell in love with jail ministry. Now I still do it in Putnam County, but I also do it in Jackson County. And by doing that, I knew how I felt as a mother watching my child go through that. And I've told him before, I felt like you were my little four-year-old boy, and you were headed straight toward a cliff, and there's not one thing I could do about it but watch you. And I saw him destroy in his life, and he lost everything he had, his home, his wife, his children, his grandchildren. He lost all that. But 10 years ago, I started doing jail ministry in Putnam County, and ladies would come up to me crying, and they'd be like, "Miss Linda, we really do want to change our lives, but we don't know how. We have nobody to help us do that." So in 2016, the Lord gave me a vision for a house, which did not come to fruition until June of 2023, was when Safe Haven was opened in Jackson County. So that was 7 years that I waited, but I kept doing jail ministry and kept going back, and I would help the ladies. Like when they would get out of jail, I would go pick them up, take them somewhere, help them get their IDs and things so that they could go out and get a job. Just whatever I could do for them, I would do it. But in 2023, my husband Richard and I sat down one Sunday morning, and we prayed and we asked the Lord to open us up a place, because addiction, drugs, is just so rampant, you know, in 2023. And So many people dying from overdoses. People that you know are dying from overdoses. So we sat down and prayed and asked the Lord to open a place up for us. And every time I would go to Jackson County to do jail ministry, I would see this building, and I actually used to volunteer in that building for the Crisis Center for Teen Challenge.
Wow.
So, but the Lord started telling me that that was the building. I had no idea how that was going to take place. Had no money. Didn't know who owned the building. So I talked to a minister in Jackson County, and he said, "I know who owns that building. I'll call them." So he did, and within a month, we had a signed lease on that building. Had to do some renovation, but God supplied every dime that we had no money, but God supplied every dime that we needed to do that renovation to bring women into that house.
Wow.
So we can house 10 ladies at one time in the house. Right now, we have 8. And I believe we have another one coming in next week.
What kind of services do you provide the ladies?
Okay, I pick them up at the jail if they're in jail. I pick them up there. We take them. First thing we do is get their IDs, their birth certificates, their social security cards, Because if you don't have those three things, you can't get a job. It's just nobody's going to even talk to you. You've got to have those things. So that's the first thing we do for them, the very first week they're with us. And then we start setting them up for physicals through the health department if they don't have any insurance. We set them up for eye exams. Just about everybody that comes into a program has very bad dental issues. So we get them set up with a dentist, get them a checkup, and start trying. A lot of them have to have dentures. So then we start working on things like that, because if they don't have a pretty smile, a woman does not feel self-confident if she doesn't have a pretty smile. So we start working on that right away. But we also let them start looking for jobs, too, because they have court fines. They have restitutions. I mean, thousands of dollars that they have to come up with. They have to see their probation officers. They have to pay their probation officers when they see them. So if they don't have a job and can't do those things, then they're going to go right back to jail. So we try everything we can. We work with factories in Putnam County and in Jackson County to get them to hire our ladies, give them jobs so that they can learn to live independently on their own. They've never done that before.
How long, generally, does someone stay with you once they enter into your program?
We are a 12-month program. We started out as a 6-month in 2023, but first of 2024, we realized that's not enough time for them to do all the things that they need to get done. So we went to a year-long program. Week before last, we just got TDOC approved, so that opens more doors for us to be able to do that. The girls get passes to go home, but one of our big focuses is to reunite them with their families and their children.
Yeah. I'm sure that you've seen all sorts of stories come in.
Yes.
Why do you do what you do?
Because, first of all, I have a calling. The Lord told me to do it. But I've seen the hurt and the pain that these women go through. I've seen it in my own family. So I want to do everything that I can do to keep other families from going through what I've been through and other ladies from dying from addiction.
Stay with us through the break. More on The Calling with John Nichols right after this. Welcome back to The Calling. I'm John Nichols. Linda Vickers and Dana Jenkins are with us this week on our show from Safe Haven Transitional Housing. Linda, right before the break, you were telling us why you do what you do. We were discussing your service. What's your hope for the ladies that come into the program once they finish your program?
Well, first and foremost, I want to see them develop a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, because secular programs will tell you once an addict, you're always an addict. That's not true. Because if you develop that relationship with Jesus Christ, he's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. And in John chapter 8, it says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Indeed.
That means without doubt.
Amen.
So if they keep their relationship going with the Lord, I don't think they're ever going to go back to that old way of life, because you see them start coming to life. Like from day one, we see them change so much that first week. Then we see them change the second week, and it just goes on and on. And when they start receiving that unconditional love that most of them have never known before, and that's God's love through myself and my staff that's flowing out to them, they start relating to that, and they start letting their walls down that they've built up to protect themselves.
So it's really obvious, I'm certainly to me, but I hope to our listeners, that this is a calling on your life.
Yes.
Deanna, would you say that this is a calling for you as well?
Oh, absolutely. So, Miss Linda, whenever I was incarcerated in Jackson County Jail for 23 months, Miss Linda, she ministered to me, And then whenever it was time for me to go home, I, you know, signed up to go to a transitional program. And I think the reason that Miss Linda wanted me to come on the show was just to maybe bring the excitement and the importance of these programs and the importance of getting involved with them, getting, you know, volunteers and things like that, because it really does make a difference. It made a difference in my life and so many women that we have seen come through Safe Haven and other programs in our area. But Miss Linda ministered to me, and then she asked me to come on as part of one of the board members, the president of the board at Safe Haven. And I think my insight as someone going through a program kind of brought that aspect of it to the table. And what I have seen God do in these women's life is absolutely nothing short of a miracle. You see them come in and they are, you know, they've, a lot of them have been incarcerated for quite a while. And you see this light and this excitement come back on in their lives. You know, there's restoration with family. There's restoration with friends and loved ones. And it's a beautiful experience. And the importance of a program is it gives these women a safe place to be. Because when you're sitting in jail and you've done all this stuff to wreak havoc on your life, you don't know where to start. You get out and it's kind of like looking up at a mountain. You're like, okay, how do I climb this mountain? And what Safe Haven does is it gives these women that place to kind of launch into the next season. It's a place for God to put the right people in their path to make the connections that they need to go on into the next season of their life. And Linda and Richard have really, really just been obedient to what God has called them to do. You know, the program is, you know, programming is not easy, but it truly is a tool that the Lord uses to help people in recovery.
What do you see as the future of the program? What do you hope the future, either one, of the program would be?
Well, my hope for the future is that, of course, we want to see it expand and grow, just because mm-hmm. the bigger the program, the more women mm-hmm. that God can reach through this. You know, there is such a huge need for this in our area. We don't ever want to have to turn women away. Right. You know, Miss Linda gets application after application, you know, and you kind of have to pray through those and determine, you know, what God's will is for each person to come on. You know, we want to see it grow, and we just want to see the will of the Lord work through this program like it's done since she and Richard started it.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with us through the break. More on The Calling with John Nichols, with Linda Vickers and Deanna Jenkins right after this. Thanks for staying with us. Welcome back to The Calling. I'm John Nichols. On our show this week, we have Linda Vickers and Deanna Jenkins. So we've heard in the last two segments about your ministry and really about your obedience in following what the Lord put on your heart.
Yes.
And it's always amazing to me, just having a front row seat to all these stories that I get to hear, that when a person is obedient to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
incredible things happen.
Absolutely. Amen. Amen.
And really, that's the key to making a difference in your life. The Lord is what makes a difference, but you being obedient to Him opens
Amen.
The path.
Yes.
I was having lunch with a brother today, and he told me that, you know, the Word of God in your heart working is what pumps life. The Spirit of God, you know, pumps life throughout your body. But but the Word of God is like the solar panel outside of you and your obedience.
Yes.
So first of all, I just want to say thank you for being obedient.
It's my honor.
To the Lord and making such a difference. I don't know the most recent statistics, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but I think it's safe to say that addiction is a major problem in our area.
Yes, absolutely.
Why do you think that is?
I have seen in the jails, I have seen a grandmother, a mother, and a daughter. I think a lot of it is generational. Mm. It's just come down through the generations. But I also think a lot of these women and men have been traumatized in their childhood.
Mm.
And instead of getting the psychological help they needed, they just self-medicated. They want to feel numb. They don't want to feel anything.
Sure.
They just want to feel numb. They want the pain to go away. So taking drugs is how you do that.
Mm-hmm. As a churchman, you know, I hear that and I think, okay, all of our churches in this area or any area for that matter ought to be more proactive in providing families resources and access and love and ways to help. Also, in offering programs and recovery and that type of thing. But your ministry, and it's what it is, it's a ministry.
Yes, it is.
Your ministry really alongside the church is such a beautiful partnership. What kind of partnership opportunities are available for people in the Upper Cumberland to come alongside of Safe Haven and partner with you guys? What do you need?
Well, first and foremost, every program can use monetary gifts.
Financial assistance.
Financial assistance. It takes a lot. And I will say that 100% of the donations that come into Safe Haven stay in Safe Haven. I do not take a salary. My husband doesn't take a salary. My house manager doesn't take a salary. And praise God that my husband and I are retired, so praise God we can do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you have to take women to the dentist and to the eye doctors and they don't have any money right away, mm-hmm. but they've got to have some services, so you've got to have some money. You got to pay the rent, the light bill, the internet bill, you know.
Sure.
You have to do all those things.
Sure.
And we're blessed that we do have a lot of people that give us, you know, things that the women need, like health care, beauty and health care, stuff like that. We get a lot of that. We get a lot of clothes donations, but that doesn't pay the light bill.
Sure.
You know?
Sure, sure.
I never want to make this about money, though, and we are never going to turn anyone down because they don't have money. Mm. We don't even charge an intake fee. Mm. And God's provided that. It's all Him. It's not me. It's not my husband.
Wow.
It's all God.
So obedience to the calling, big things happen.
Yes.
And when other people come alongside of you and are obedient, big things can happen. What are your what's the favorite thing? Do you have a favorite story about what you've seen in this ministry over the past that you would be willing to share with us as we think about closing?
There's many, but I'll share one. We have a girl in the program right now, and all of them, when they come in, they won't even hardly hold their heads up and look at you because they have so much shame and guilt. They feel worthless. They feel like nobody loves them. But we have a young lady right now, when she came in, would hardly even talk. And we just kept loving on her. And she had these walls built up. She knew about God. She just didn't know God. Mm-hmm. She believed in God, but she didn't have a relationship with Him. So through the curriculum that we use with the ladies, they do phase work. They have books they have to read and do chapter summaries on. They go to church 3 times a week, sometimes 4. They go to Celebrate Recovery. We have women that come in and teach classes on Monday nights to them. So they're busy women. They don't have time to sit around and do nothing. Mm-hmm. But this one, she... Last night, we've started a thing that we've been doing 3 weeks now. We are actually having a dinner at the house and inviting all their family to come in and have this dinner with us. And then we just have a talk session after we go. Well, we do a praise and worship, and then we have just a talk session. And it's so amazing each week to see how God's changing them and how they're beginning to trust Him. And they're building that personal relationship with Him. But this one young lady last night, she talked, and it was just, it made you cry because you saw her come from someone that could hardly hold her head up to someone that was sitting up talking in front of 30 people and telling them what she's learning about Jesus and what He's doing in her life.
Mm. Wow. Because you were obedient years ago.
Yes.
Some of the things I've heard that I think are worth pointing out that, again, are just powerful in your story. The Lord kept planting seeds.
Yes.
You kept saying yes. Amazing things happen. Big things happen. And now recovery is happening.
Yes.
My hope is that people would come alongside and partner with you guys in what you're doing. Linda, Deanna, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
On the calling this week. Our hope is that wherever you are and whatever's happening in your life, that when you hear the calling of other people, that when you see and hear how they've said yes to the Lord, that you would do the same and that you would see the path ahead that God has for you. He's calling you to something greater and higher. Thanks for joining us this week. I'm John Nichols.